The Council of Attorneys General are due to provide recommendations today on the issue of the age of criminal responsibility, currently set at 10 years old in Australia. The ACT became the first jurisdiction to break ranks and supported raising the age of criminal responsibility from 10 to 14 in August last year. Australia is out of step with most developed countries on this issue, and I asked Jonathan Hunya, CEO of the Public Interest Advocacy Centre, what he thinks the Attorneys General will recommend.
What we understand they've agreed to is to support developing a proposal to raise the age from 10 to 12, which is incredibly disappointing. They've been looking at this issue for 3 years now, and they haven't even decided they're going to raise the age. They've just said they're going to support a proposal, which is what we thought they were doing these last 3 years. But also now they're trying to say that it'll only be 12 and not 14, which is extraordinary because all the evidence is comprehensively in favour of raising it to 14.
I think the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child recommended 14 years as the minimum age of criminal responsibility in 2019. Most countries seem to be at this age, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. The international consensus is on 14. Some countries are older than 14. Some countries, for example, have 16 as their minimum age. And that's what the medical professionals are telling us as well. If you look at the damage that it does to kids by having them engage with the criminal legal system, with police, with cells, with courts and prisons, under the age of 14, it does serious harm to their development, and it means that that young people aren't learning the lessons we want them to learn to become better citizens. So it's a really counterproductive approach, and we need to get with the evidence.
Are we talking about, like, if you're a 10-year-old child, you can be charged with an adult crime?
Oh, that's right. If you're a 10-year-old, you can be locked up, you can be taken to court, you can be held in detention. And so the idea that we raise the age to 12 really just doesn't cut it. We don't want to be locking up 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds, who some of them are still in primary school. They may be in their first year of high school. But the idea that you respond to problems that they may be having by engaging the police is just completely misguided.
And what's behind it? Why does the Attorneys General have so much feet of clay from doing this? Is it something to do with underlying issues which aren't really being talked about?
Look, I think there's a real strong law and order theme in our politics. It's very popular on talkback radio. It's very easy, in a populist sense, to say, oh, well, you know, these kids just need to be, locked up and taught a lesson. But the evidence tells us that actually makes the community less safe. So locking up young people makes them more likely to commit more crime.
Because I think a lot of the figures indicate that it's really Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children that are being locked up disproportionately.
Overwhelmingly. Overwhelmingly young Aboriginal kids are the ones that suffer the worst from this system. But the other thing we've got to realise is that the community as a whole suffers from this system because it is getting such bad outcomes for us. And until we change our approach, we're going to keep getting the same bad outcomes, and that is harming kids further and making it more likely that they'll commit offences.
Have you heard of someone who really is providing the answers? Is it the vanguard of making some progress in this area?
Well, if you look at what's happening in places like Bourke with the Maranoka group out there, working at the community level to try to figure out, as a community, what you can do to better support families, to better support young people who are not living the lives that they want to lead either. That's really the sort of work that needs to be done. So there are groups out there that are working to provide support to young people, to families, and that's where we need to put our efforts. We need to make sure that those groups are properly supported, rather than assuming that more money for police and more money for prison cells is how we're going to raise, as a community, raise better kids, because we know it doesn't work.
We haven't actually heard from the Attorneys General yet, but what do you think is the most likely communique from the group?
Look, it seems that what we're going to get is a commitment to develop another proposal, which we say is really just not good enough. The Attorneys General have had this for 3 years. They know what the evidence says, and that is that we need to raise the age to 14. So what we'd like to see is a solid commitment to doing that, and then to doing the work to design the systems that will better support our kids. The ACT have recently commissioned a report that shows at a systems level what they are going to do to raise the age to 14. So the ACT have nailed their colours to the mast. They have followed the evidence and they say they're going to raise the age to 14, and they're doing that work to figure out how to design a better system. That's what we need to see across the country. We definitely want to see in somewhere like New South Wales, we want to see place-based responses. So we want to work with individual communities and not assume the same approaches, the same services are going to work. So we know that our services in remote communities are really badly under-resourced. So let's deal with that as the issue rather than thinking that we're going to improve things by locking kids up.
Jonathan Hunya, CEO of the Public Interest Advocacy Centre, speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.